Thursday is a dangerous age, darling. Kurt Van Gogh and the Art Lovers. Keep off the grass, said the one-armed sergeant at the car park gates. Three strikes on an empty sleep, not a steep philosophically, no arm and equipped rectory, removing a flake of pastry in the shape of Tasmania from his beaver's apparatus-style moustache. First while the two chums, Steve and Rexby, have been the creative half of Kurt Van Gogh and the Art Lovers, a four-man beat composed on a hit down a one by me about how to earn them enough for a suit-top digestive bubble car in Malibu pink. This conveyance now transports the chums and their remarkable pictures from the dives of Tin Pan Alley to Preston and beyond. Having perfected their neo-functional image, moustache, colossal crop and proletariat street grab, the chums freewheeled into town, bringing their visions with them. Silent gardens, perfect pavements, the surgical symmetry of endless avenues stuck in the English afternoon. Public paths and pedestrian walkways, where young couples in chain store leisure wear plan their families. Far from the main roads leading uptown to the precincts and its trashed amenities. Having each acquired a sick note reading post-coital tristesse, the chums established themselves in the Hammer and Teapot, whose fun gothic facade concealed a velveteen labyrinth of luxury. The purple plush of the Draylon seat covers mingled reluctantly with the toxic pink of the melamine tabletops. There were suede-ed beanbags for the more casual customers. Scatter cushions of day-glow fake fur littered the floor like dead muppets. The one brick effect wallpaper gave the whole scenario a rustic charm. Apart from the tasteful decor, it was the only bar to serve a Maldano late-night final as it should be served, in a dirty glass. There's a sentimental journey to a place they've never been. Nostalgia for a past that isn't theirs. They had dreams of a better tomorrow, but that was yesterday and Thursday.